Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, with my dog here, my alpha, my marine dog, the Darce Knight. What's up, brother?
Good morning, sir. Partner in crime here. Hello, Eric Medina. Good morning. Good morning.
What's up, bro?
Episode two.
Already, man. Mm-hmm. Number two. It's coming up quick. Every single time we start getting into something like this, we start thinking about how we got here, right? Mm-hmm. It's taken a while. And I'm pretty stoked about how far we've come. So, guys, today we have a good show for you, a good podcast. We wanted to start getting into topics that can really help people. So, lately, it just seems like people in general, men, women, are just struggling.
Struggling mentally, struggling financially, struggling in their own life.
Yeah. So, me and Eric were talking earlier, and we were just kind of off the podcast, and we were talking about how can we help people? Like, what did we do ourselves? Like, what do we do daily? What is it that we can say to help you pull yourself out of a deep, dark abyss or rut? Like, what can you do? So we're talking about people that are in that state where they're like, just completely demobilized. Depression is one huge thing that a lot of people struggle with. People struggle with this whole idea that they're just in this, I can't move, I just don't know how to get up. Like, how do I do that? How do I get started again?
When you tell me depression like that, I think of just somebody like stuck on their couch or in their bed, lights are off, and they haven't moved. They haven't taken a shower. They're just dead.
Right. And people with anxiety, kind of like the opposite, right? Mm. They're just so anxious that they don't know where to start, right? So my advice for you is, there's three things that you can do to start, okay? These three things helped me. These are the three things that I focus on daily. You got to be focusing on these three things. So I'm going to give them to you now. You got to focus on a physical aspect, a mental, and a spiritual, okay? Now we're going to get into those and we're going to break them down one at a time. For the physical, you got to focus on your lows and your highs, okay? Most people tend to be in a low. It's natural for a human being to be in a negative state consistently. Our mind, 90% of the time, goes towards negativity.
Okay? That's would you say, like, human nature?
That's factual. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a straight fact. That's from science. That's a real thing. A lot of people don't think it or know it, but the mind is designed to go towards the negative. And the reason why, it's actually a good thing. The mind is designed to go towards the negative so that you constantly are trying to grow. You're constantly trying to pursue things. You're constantly trying to provide for your family. So in the older times, that worked really well, okay? Our minds are designed to go towards the negative so that we have to consistently keep going. We have to keep getting up. We have to keep getting after it, right? Because if not, then life is kind of repetitive and boring, right? But in these times, it kind of makes us anxious, right? Because when our mind goes in the negative and then we're seeing portrays on social media of people doing well and there's all these positive portrayals of all these different lives, it starts interrupting our mindset.
If you're not there, it's going to start eating away at you.
There you go.
And you're wondering how to get there.
Right.
Don't know how to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people just don't know. So I'm going to give you kind of got some tips, guys, on just like what works for me. And I know the Darce has got a lot of good things because he's the jiu-jitsu black belt master. And so I'm going to kind of go into a few things real quick. So your physical, like I had mentioned, lows versus highs. So if you're always in a low, you got to figure out how to get into a high zone, okay? With that comes your blood, okay? Your blood energy. So if you do a workout, some sort of physical exercise, you're going to get your blood to start pumping, okay? With that, it increases other things, serotonin levels. It starts getting you more of a clearer mind state instead of having like fog brain. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've experienced this with jiu-jitsu because I know you're the best. You always kick my butt. You're my best, right?
Because I'm the best that you get to see every day. But
correct. Yeah, you're my professor. But when we do that, it gets our energy up, right? And it starts getting blood flow happening and it starts getting us into that positive mind state, right? To where you feel better, right? I've never left a workout that I didn't feel better from. I've never left a workout and felt bad after a workout. So you got to have that physical aspect. So what I like to do also is if you're in a negative mind space and you're just struggling and you keep going into these negative thoughts, completely change it. Okay. That leads into mental. Okay. Mental is the most important out of the three. Okay. You have to focus on your mental clarity. Okay. You have to focus on the things that you have control over. You have to focus on things like your wins per day. So what I like to do is I like to stack at least 10 wins a day. Okay. That's what I focus on. My wins have to do with everything that's a task that I commit to myself that I'm going to do. And when I do that task, for example, making my bed in the morning, that's the first thing that I do. I get up, I make my bed. That's the first win of the day. It gives me some sort of little, you know, etch on the board.
So if you're in that depression state and you're just stuck there in your bed, step one, get up, make your bed.
Correct.
Change your energy.
Yeah. And some people are like, well, how do I know how many wins, or how do I know how to make something a win? Well, a win is literally anything that you consider some sort of action that took a little bit of effort that you may or may not wanted to accomplish, but you did it because it was a part of what I like to call your discipline. Okay.
That little bit of you don't want to do it is what helps you build that that mental strength, that fortitude.
Yeah. That something willpower. That you might not necessarily want to do, but you do it like you love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you stack your wins for the day. You make your coffee, you eat your healthy breakfast, you get out and you go for a walk. That's three wins right there. Making a decent breakfast that's good for you and healthy and you didn't eat something bad, that's a win because you did something positive for yourself. Then after you got back, you accomplished your task throughout the day, your workflow, you met all your calendar events. At the end of the day, you went and you read a book, maybe 10 pages. That could be a win. There's a lot of ways to count wins, but just try to focus on anywhere from 5 to 10 wins minimum a day. So if you're in that deep, dark place, say I'm going to establish 5, 10 wins a day. Write it down, what you decide that you're going to do, and then stick to it and make it a consistent thing. Remember, to get a win means that you're focusing on your discipline. Your discipline is the most important. The way that you get out of your dark space is to not focus on your emotions. If you focus on your emotions, you're never going to be able to accomplish the wins.
You're just going to fixate on whatever you're feeling. If it's negative, you're just going to suck more of that negative energy into you.
Right. Yeah. So how
it's
do you get
harder to move?
If you focus on your emotions every day, you're a roller coaster because we have emotions. Emotions are designed to come in us and then through us. They're supposed to just pass through us. We're not supposed to harness the energy. It's supposed to be like, oh, I feel this way about something. I'm a little irritated. Well, harness that feeling, understand it, feel it, let it sit in your brain, and then let it pass through. Most emotions come through and the body and the energy of the mind changes every 2 minutes. So if you feel a certain way, you're irritated about something, just wait 120 seconds and it'll pass, most likely. And if not, wait a little bit longer, but that's typically the range. So you just have to get past a little bit of time.
That's very cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Right. Let's just say you're pissed off. You know, I irritated you about something, God forbid, because I wouldn't want you to break my neck, right? You come in, you're irritated about something, just sit on it for like 2 minutes. And then you'll notice it'll just kind of pass through you. You'll feel a little bit less anxious about it or irritated and maybe like 90 seconds and then 120-ish seconds, 180, it'll kind of pass.
Start to let it go.
Yeah, you kind of like, not necessarily let it go, but you don't feel as irritated about it. It's the same for like people that are in their deep, dark space, you know, and they just think that they're dwelling on this energy. It's just, emotions aren't supposed to be there forever. It's just a feeling, right? You got to kind of dwell on the feeling. That goes towards mental state, but your wins have a whole lot to do with the confidence that you provide within yourself. The more wins that you have throughout the day, the more confidence you build because human beings are task-oriented. That's why we're about consistency. The more consistent you are at something, getting up at the same time, accomplishing your physical exercise at the same time, having your wins done at the same time, going to bed at the same time, all those things will decrease your anxiety level and it will increase the amount of serotonin in your brain, which will alleviate a lot of the depression that you feel. People that feel that struggle every day, they struggle because they just don't have any momentum. This is the way to get you momentum is to create tasks for yourself and stick to your discipline.
Those habits that you mentioned are all healthy things that at one point are probably like a big goal for some people.
It is, dude.
But once you start accomplishing those goals, like you said, you build that momentum and now you can start to tackle something bigger.
Right.
We go to the gym. We don't just lift heavy right off the bat. We have to build that muscle day in, day out. And then we can start to, you know, have bigger goals, bigger gains, but not possible without that first step.
Correct. You have to decide, have I reached my abyss yet? Have I reached the bottom yet? Okay. And you have to decide, like, am I there? And if you are, and the struggle is so deep and so dangerous for you that you just decide I have to make a change, then you're going to have to do something about it. And then when that time comes, that's usually when the best change occurs. Getting into the last one, spiritual. Some people may or may not be religious, and you don't necessarily have to be, but you could believe in some sort of energy source or some sort of, you know, karmic debt, things like that. Things that kind of hold you accountable as to like a higher power. I believe that every human being needs to hold themselves to some higher power, whether that be God, Buddha, energy, karma, something. There needs to be something there. Because if there's not, then you think that you're it. And if you think that you're it, then you're going to always think that you're entitled to something.
You're always right. There is
You're always right.
There is no humility. There is no lesson to be learned.
Correct. And if there's no lesson to be learned, you can never be taught anything. And an unteachable person, a person that can't be coached, is a person that no one really can help. And if I can't help you grow, because everyone learns from a proven mentor, everyone, the best people, I wouldn't say the best people, but the most successful people in business have been coached. The most profitable people have to have been coached by somebody. They have to have learned. Most people just didn't start from the ground and then just learn it all themselves.
You have to be willing to learn. That's step one.
Correct. Yeah, you have to be coachable.
You wanna recognize that you're in a dark place.
Correct. You want to recognize it, and you have to also be accepting of help. You have to want to accept help from somebody. So there's other ways you can learn, but having that spiritual guidance, I call it spiritual. For me, you know, I'm a Christian, so I believe in God. So that's my faith. Your faith is the higher power that you hold yourself accountable to believe in that keeps you humble, okay? With that, you want to ask whatever that faith is or spiritual, at whatever direction that you want to take, you want to ask that being or that energy for support, okay? You have to believe in that. You have to want it. It has to be faith-based, okay? And with that, you ask for support. That energy has a really strong realm in your success at pulling yourself out of that rut, okay? So after this, we've gone over the three things: physical, mental, and spiritual. A lot of things that people that are in a deep, dark rut do also is they worry about things that they can't control, okay? I know the world's just tossed up right now, as you know, the economy's flipped upside down, right? Everything's expensive.
A lot of things going on in the world. If you watch the news, everything's upside down, you know, but you can choose to focus on some stuff that's far away or, you know, change what you can change within arm's reach.
Correct. Yeah, just the stuff that's within your reach. You know, your family. You could take care of your family. You could choose to get up early and take your kids to school. You could choose to work overtime. You could choose to not focus on the news and focus on just the things that make you feel better. You know what I'm saying?
Going back to that, you wake up in the morning. Like, one thing that I've started to do differently is not check my phone right away. You know, not going on social media right away, not looking at the news right away, like giving myself like a good hour or two before I bombard myself with what's going on in the world that I have no control over.
Yeah. I know Ed Mylett doesn't look at his phone for like the whole morning, basically. He doesn't look at it till like 11. He has an actual time that he actually starts looking at his phone in the morning. So he gets up, he does his meditation. He's another great self-help person out there if you're looking for some help. He's kind of the guy that I got a lot of my help from. Mm-hmm. So we all learn from a proven mentor, right? So, and then also, I know a lot of people struggle with this, and I used to struggle with it on my own because I never knew how to think about what I think about, okay? And make sure that what I'm thinking about, am I thinking appropriately? Am I allowing positive thoughts to enter my brainwaves or negative thoughts? And so that has a lot to do with how you're going to actually think, right? Because how you think is how you're going to be.
We want accurate thoughts.
We want accurate thought, yeah. So if you start thinking negatively, a lot of people think, well, I can't stop the negative thoughts. I know a lot of veterans and first responders have this issue where they can't stop the negative thoughts. They just don't know how to. What I like to do and what I did is when the negative thoughts entered my brain, I would shut it down immediately when I felt the energy come. So when I say energy, I mean the thoughts. So when those thoughts started entering my brain and I was like, okay, why am I thinking like this? What is this feeling? Why am I thinking about this or that? And whatever the negative thought was, I would immediately go, nope, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to focus on this. I just stopped thinking about it, literally cut it off. And I would literally just start thinking about something completely different. And I would engage in that in my mind.
Did you feel your energy shift?
Not exactly. It took time.
You had to build it.
Correct. This is a muscle that you have to build.
This is step one.
Right. So if anyone out there is listening and they're like, man, I've tried that. It doesn't work. Well, you got to keep trying. It's practice.
This would also work for like a relationship.
Correct.
Somebody you're trying to not think about, you know, somebody who like is filling you with like toxicity, dread, like, oh, I don't want to deal with this person.
That's a great topic. I didn't even think about. There's a lot of people that struggle with relationships and they're like, you know, I miss this person, but you know, I'm treated poorly, or I miss this person, but
they're not even in your life anymore.
I don't want to be alone.
You know, maybe they're not even in your life, but you keep thinking about them in a certain way and that's all on you.
Right. And some of those people get into toxic relationships where they, and I've been in those two before, you know, where you like
it's an episode for another time.
Right. Yeah. So you gotta realize that you have to think positively and you have to find that way. And if it's the people that are doing it, you have to also recognize, who do I have in my life? Okay, this is another one. Do I have positive people in my life or do I have negative people? Okay, I've had it to where I didn't even realize a lot of the anxiousness and anxiety that I was dealing with was because of the people I actually had in my life. A lot of people that have triggers that they don't recognize, and a lot of people that repeat a lot of the trauma, like they repeat a lot of things, that's because they have deep trauma that they haven't dealt with. I don't do that anymore. I don't repeat things over and over again. I used to be repetitive about things that would bother me, whether it be in a relationship or whether it be in my personal life with my family. I would repetitively like mention the things that hurt me to them, which doesn't do anybody any good, right? Because you want to heal.
You don't want to live in the past.
You can't live in the past, because how are you supposed to grow if you're constantly living in the past? The past is the past for a reason. It's a time machine. It was there. It happened. But you got to move forward. This gets into another subject, but I'll get into it real quick for a little bit for some of you guys. Some people say, how can I get over the past? Well, you can't really get over the past, but you can change the emotion behind it. And I think I've talked about this before on a lot of my stories on Instagram. You got to think about the time something happened to you that was so horrific or traumatizing. You got to try to think about it, and this is difficult for some people, is you got to change the emotion behind it. Could it have been differently? Could it have happened a little bit differently? Maybe if it was at a 10, but maybe it really happened at an 8. Oh, this person hurt me, or this thing happened. Well, was it as intentional as you thought? Could it have been? You got to go back to that action that took place, or that thought, and did it really happen like you thought it was, or that it did happen, or was it maybe a little bit too much dramatic on your part? Are you being too much dramatic about it?
Are you talking about maybe like looking at it from a top-down perspective? And
correct,
Taking a step back.
Where
was I at fault? Did this really happen the way I thought?
Right. So if you're looking at it as almost like a spiritual being, and you're overlooking the two of you, and you think it happened one way, the other person thinks it happened one way, but the person above, that's the mediator or the neutral party, is looking at it as like, nah, you had a little bit to do with that too also, maybe. Or, yeah, it really didn't happen that way. It sounds like it kind of happened this way, but I understand it's still hurtful. So maybe it takes it from an 8 and turns it into a 4. The reason why I'm telling you this is because if you can change the emotion behind a feeling, okay, you can change the thought behind it. And the thought doesn't become as vivid. And the thought kind of slowly releases itself. And it doesn't hurt you or affect you as much in the future. It becomes lesser. Lesser of like a tragedy, lesser of a something that constantly reminds you.
That's really cool, because you know, I know a couple of people that are almost defined by their tragedy. You know,
right.
you meet them and they tell you right away something that happened to them, or the worst thing, and it could have been years ago.
Totally.
But like, that's their identity now. They haven't moved on. They just kind of made that feeling their home. And like, those are the people that need this the most.
Yep. You can't let a tragedy completely define you. You have to try to find a way to evolve from it. Tragedies are there. Tragedies are life lessons. Tragedies happen because we were at the wrong place at the wrong time, or in the wrong relationship, or at the wrong setting, or just in the wrong atmosphere, you know. And those are things that we either, you know, partaked in, or we allowed ourselves to be in, or whatever. But that doesn't necessarily have to define us. Tragedy doesn't have to define us.
You don't have to self-blame.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, you don't have to self-blame, and you can't. How are you supposed to move forward? You see what I'm saying?
I get you right now. Yeah, that is something that, you're going to have to let it go.
Correct. Yeah, you're going to have to. It's hard for some people to let things go, but you can work on minimizing it the way that it feels. So take yourself back to that emotion that you feel, and then go back to the actual incident itself. When you get back to the incident itself, think about it for a moment in time, and think about, could it have been that bad? And maybe you break it down and you're like, you know what? It's been a few years. Doesn't sound like it was as bad as I actually thought it was. I'm gonna take it down a notch, and I'm gonna think of it as maybe an 8 instead of a 10. Well, if you start slowly thinking that, you'll slowly start being able to recover from it. And it might not go away entirely, but you might not talk about it as much. You might catch yourself either repeating the action. Let's say in future relationships, you were hurt from somebody, you had a breakup, and you're constantly hurt, and that's why you always get in this depression state, and that's why you're always in this rut that we're talking about that's so deep down dark, and it's just, you can't get out of it. But what you can do is every time, or not every time, but if you get hurt again, you don't have to feel the same. You could say, you know what? Think of it more or less as like a contract that just didn't work out. You had a contract between, you know, somebody else, and you were in this relationship, and you decided to care about each other, and you went into the relationship with feelings of learning and whatever, and then it just didn't work out. So the contract, you guys mutually separated, and you move forward. Yes, you're going to miss that person, just like you missed a business that didn't work out, right? You're always going to miss. But the cool thing is that you got to leave yourself with the capability of being able to love again, right? Because at the end of the day, that's what we're here for, is love. That's what I believe. That's what I believe is everything in this world that it evolves around. Love makes us feel the best. It also can make us feel the worst.
It drives us to new heights.
Correct. It drives us to new heights. It takes us.
When you don't have it, that's like a real low too.
Right. It is.
Unrequited love.
Right. So I think that it's very important.
If you don't have it, you go searching for it, and you might search for it in the wrong places.
Correct.
Boom. Now we're.
That's huge. And that's what kills us, you know, is when we start searching for things in the wrong places. We start giving love for free to people that just don't necessarily deserve it, but we feel like we need to give it to them because we care too much. So then you get into people that are constantly giving love, but not getting it in return for the right reasons.
That is the cycle of that person.
Correct.
They are always going to look for the person that is just right out of reach.
Correct. And I think that everyone needs to give what they need the most, okay? So whatever you feel in your state of mind right now, if you're in that deep, dark hole, you need to want to feel what you want to give the most, okay? So if I need love because I don't feel loved, I'm going to give it. For example, if I don't feel that I'm getting enough love, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to walk up to someone. I'm going to tell them I love them if I care about them like that. I'm going to talk to someone about, you know, if I'm depressed, I'm going to talk to them about being happy. Say, hey man, I just want you to know how much you've changed me over the years, and how, you know, those actions, when you verbally say something, it's very difficult to say for some people, but once you do it and you get it to be a pattern, you slowly start changing the chemistry of your brain. You actually start developing hormones to activate in your brain. And that method in itself will slowly change the way that your brain thinks and processes information. Okay. When I was cloudy as hell, years ago, and I was in this huge dark space, I couldn't think, I couldn't pronunciate correctly, I couldn't focus correctly. I was just constantly in this dark place because I was dealing with so much trauma and so much pain from my dad, and so much of my pain from my childhood, and having multiple mothers for my kids because I made so many mistakes in the beginning.
And now you're older now. You're a man when you're doing this. So you've lived with all these things.
I've always been a man. I just never was a man that accepted responsibility for his actions. That was the difference. Once I started accepting responsibility for my past and things that I did, I started accepting that, okay, I did these things, but they're not defining my life. Mm-hmm. What defines my life is the person that I end up catching up to at the end. So what I always think now is, Now I'm in this race. This is what I've decided. When I meet my maker and I walk up to heaven's gates and God says, hey, remember all those times you listened to me? You know, that subconscious feeling of yourself. Remember? Yeah, that was me. Yeah. No, I believed in it. Yeah, cool. Well, you believed in it. Now you've cottoned yourself at this time and you met up with the guy that you're supposed to be. I always think of like myself in like this weird race with like this virtual person that's like trying to catch up to myself to be the person that I could have been. Does that make sense?
Being the man who you want to be?
That I could have ultimately been. So like the top 10 of myself, the top 10 version of myself.
The ultimate version of you.
Right. So let's just say today I'm at a 6 and I'm growing into a 7 slowly, right? But you know, 4 years ago I was a 3, you know, because I was so behind just screwing off and just not being the man I could have been. That guy's a 10. I want to reach that guy and I want to catch him at heaven's gates. And I'll say, hey man, I caught you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to catch him. And I'll look at him in the face and be like, he's like, yeah, man, it was a good race. You fell back behind a little bit there. I was a little scared, but you finally made it. You caught me, bro. You did all these extra things to catch up to me.
That's very cool to start to think of a version of yourself out there.
Yeah, and I think that's what everyone should do. So you might be in a rut and think that this is the end. I can't pull myself out of it. I don't know what to do. I'm just not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit here and just feel sorry for myself. Well, guess what? You can. But that's not going to help you. That's not going to help your family. It's not going to help anyone else that could be looking up to you. You got to start with these topics: physical, mental, spiritual. You got to get those in line. Okay. You got to stop worrying about what you can or can't control. Worry about the stuff that you can control. Focus on that more or less. Your negative thoughts, when you have them, look the other way. Start having it. Start understanding and realizing that you're thinking a negative thought and just ship your brain the opposite direction. Oh, nope. Catching that. Nope. I feel that. It's coming. It's there.
Don't dwell on it. Don't hang on to it. Don't fixate over it.
Yeah. Any emotion that you have also that comes through you, let it pass through you. The average emotion stays with you 2 to 3 minutes. Okay. On the higher end, 3 minutes. Okay. Keep your eyes and ears full of also personal development things. I want you guys to start listening and filling your ears and your eyes. You know what osmosis is, right?
Osmosis is like if when you surround yourself with something, you start to become it.
Correct.
You absorb it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the actual definition. Probably ask Robert over there. But osmosis is, that's basically what it is when you surround yourself with something, you start emulating, you start becoming it. Just like if I were to learn Spanish right now through you, because I know you speak Spanish and I don't speak it fluently, I'm going to learn it a lot faster if I go down to a South American country and just stay there for 10 years. I'm going to learn it a lot quicker, right? Because I'm surrounded by it.
Immerse yourself in it.
Correct. So if you really want to change, you got to immerse yourself in a subject that you want to be better at. Mental clarity is the most important thing you can have in your life, in my opinion. Mental clarity allows you to live a more prosperous, fulfilled life that you can live with peace. Like everyone should have peace. And I want you guys to come to an end with this, is your life is made to do something great.
There is you mentioned anxiety earlier, and I know that when I'm not accomplishing my goals, that fills me with more anxiety, right? Makes me anxious, makes me question what I'm doing.
You get anxious.
But when I start to accomplish those goals, it goes down, and ultimately there's peace. When I look at the end of my day and I did everything I was supposed to do, like, oh, I did it. I could rest now. I could relax now in a way of like, I know there's more to come, but I did what I said I was going to do today.
So you kept your word.
Correct.
So that's another thing, okay, that I kind of got into, but I didn't, is like you had mentioned, your tasks, your actions, your goals, the things that you had accomplished for the day, which are our wins, right? Which is what I mentioned. When you accomplish that, you build confidence, you build purpose, correct? And when you fulfill it, you feel what? You feel a sense of accomplishment and purpose. Accomplishment and purpose is what drives human beings to the next day, to the next level. As you increase yourself in levels and accomplishments, your confidence builds and it becomes greater. And you don't notice it at first, but you start developing a better human being. There's so many different levels that people just don't see in themselves as of this moment. They might see themselves like, oh, I'm just another guy just going to a job every day. No, there's 1,000 other levels that you haven't even gotten to yet. life is so purposeful. You're meant to do something great. That's what Ed Milet says all the time. And I took that from him. Everyone, I believe, and I believe this one to myself now, every human being is put on this earth for a purpose, to find their gift and give it away for free.
As an instructor, I believe that my job is to put people on a path where they could start to be a better version of themselves.
Correct, because you help kids on the streets. You help kids get out of gangs, and you help them get into wrestling and jiu-jitsu, and you dedicate your time to be the mentor for them.
Being part of that, the Beat the Streets program, you know, high school coach, all these things have really helped me know the power of being a mentor.
Right.
And, you know, it might not seem like much at the time, but shifting somebody's direction just a little bit, one degree, over the course of their life, it's a brand new person, whole, totally different, you know?
You give them a reason. You give them a reason, and it's because of you that a lot of the kids out there are doing great. You've done a lot of great things with the community.
Right? I've also had a million great coaches, instructors too, so it comes full circle, you know?
Right. Yeah, you have Jean-Jacques to look up to.
I got a real life Master Yoda.
I know, right? Uh-huh. So great. Those are all great stuff, man. I'm really glad we talked about this today. Guys, if you're struggling out there and you need something, reach out to me or the Darce Knight. You can find me at 45 on the hour. It's my Instagram. I'm always open for questions. If you got something you're struggling with, I've helped a lot of people through a lot of things. I'm not a therapist by any means, but I could tell you how I got out of my deepest, darkest places. And 2020 for me was my turnaround. That's what got me into this. And I've been studying for about 3 years straight now on emotional intelligence, everything there is to do with it. I study about anywhere from 2 to 3 hours a day, just learning anything from self-help to mental clarity to how to really love yourself, what love really means, how to find purpose. And I have the exact method, in my opinion, on how to purposeful life, and I can help you with that. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or the Darce Knight. The Darce Knight has a jiu-jitsu studio located in Camarillo, California. If you want to contact him to drop in, come try out jiu-jitsu for mental clarity, physical clarity, spiritual clarity, because it has all three. I believe it has all three.
It's so cool that it does.
It really does, doesn't it? All three. Yeah. So it's not as tough as you think. The Darce Knight has a really good program he puts together, which I think works best for people that are looking for a sense of peace. I think a lot of people are confused about jiu-jitsu, thinking that it's like a hardcore thing, and it can be, but it's really, they call it the gentle art for a reason, right?
Correct. And it's your own path. You want the hard route, by all means. You want something that is not so crazy on the body, like, you know, where your school, you know, there is so much to learn physically, mentally, spiritually, that you will only learn on the mats. And, you know, day to day, we're out there tapping each other out. You come face to face with loss and failure all the time. But the only way to get better from that is to be willing to learn.
Yeah.
And then that goes back to what we were talking about in the very beginning, you know, when you were kind of saying, having this reflection on your life and bringing up like your childhood and mistakes you've made and the life you've lived, is when you were ready to learn how to become a better man, that the door was opened, you know. And, you know, we don't really speak too much on religion, but like the master teacher opened the door, you know. Me and you both have to, like, you know, no problem but bowing my head, you know. So I really do feel blessed to be pure, you know spiritually, like this has been like a really good way of reflection, you know, just listening to you talk. And me and you are of the same path, you know, same mindset, but you're so far ahead. You've been really pushing it, you know?
Dude, I feel like I had to, man. Having kids changes, I think, your outlook on things a lot more. Only, not that you don't have kids and you don't have that. I think it just has like more of like a get your act together kind of thing.
I can see that.
Yeah, and my kids have, you know, as I've stated before, different moms. So, and I feel like I'm more of like the leadership role for them. And I feel like I need to set an example that they can follow. So being that and having my mind go so far south in 2020, it was a big kick in the you know what. you know. But getting back to jiu-jitsu in closing, I had a post that I put out yesterday, and I put, I think it was on the lines of, sometimes you just need to get your butt kicked. And and I posted a picture of me after jiu-jitsu, and my eye was a little brown or whatever. I think I got headbutted or whatever. It humbles you. And I think that any tough guy out there, and I always think that most tough guys are just hurt. They're not tough. They're just hurt. I think that people just need to be humbled, because even the strongest, most dangerous man can be humbled in jiu-jitsu. And humbleness, I think, is what keeps us grounded, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Because even
humility,
even you're as good as you are, you could be humbled in jiu-jitsu, right?
Easily.
You've been humbled before?
Oh, all day, every day. You know, yeah. There's not a day that goes by where I don't relearn something that I've been taught or see it from a different perspective. And, you know, just because I'm a black belt doesn't mean I'm friggin' invincible.
And it's crazy because if you guys can't see it, unless you're on YouTube, the Darce Knight and me are slightly different in height. He's like an inch or two shorter than me, but a little bit lighter. So, but he just throws people almost twice his size around like they're nothing. Just, he's so dangerous.
That's my years of discipline though.
Right.
You know,
I've just seen you work guys that are 220 and you're just manhandled. I was like, how does he do this? You know? And I know for sure it's like, it's not a strength thing. It's totally jiu-jitsu.
It's the technique.
It's the technique. Yeah. So, great stuff, guys. I hope you guys took a lot from that. It's been a blessing and a privilege in disguise to do this. This is our hobby. This is just something we do just to try to give back, because our energy is just to help you, help the people that just need it the most. People that were in our dark spaces. I can help you get through just about anything, because I've been through just about anything. You name it, I've been through it.
You've lived a life.
Everything. Literally probably anything you could think of in itself. And we'll get into more topics later on. But signing off, as always, get up, get after it, and get some.